The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. Coming on first is the Ministry of Defence, Government of India, is inviting applications for the position of Joint Director Coordination Group A gazetted in the Defence Services Staff College, Wellington, Tamil Nadu, under the Ministry of Defence. This post is classified at level 11 in the pay matrix and is to be filled through a composite method. Eligible candidates must be officers working in the central or state government, union territories, public sector undertakings, recognized research institutions, universities, semi-government, statutory or autonomous organizations. The candidate should be holding an analogous post on a regular basis in the parent cadre or department or have a minimum of 5 years of service in level 10. The maximum age limit for appointment by deputation, including short-term contract, is 56 years as of the closing date of receipt of applications. The period of deputation, including short-term contract, shall not exceed 4 years. Interested candidates should send their applications in duplicate within 60 days from the publication date of this advertisement. For further details, candidates are advised to consult the official vacancy circular at the website. Kindly go on to https://mod.gov.in. Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, BPCL, a Government of India enterprise, invites applications for the position of Junior Executive, Quality Assurance and Secretary. The last date for submission of applications is 22nd February 2025. Any updates or modifications regarding this advertisement will be available exclusively on the careers page of BPCL's official website. Candidates looking to be part of a dynamic growth-oriented organization can find detailed information on eligibility criteria, job roles, selection process, and application procedures on the official website. Kindly go on to www.bharatpetroleum.in. Indian Oil Corporation Limited, IOCL, a Maharatna company and a leader in the energy sector, announces All India Open Recruitment for experienced personnel in the non-executive category and a special recruitment drive for persons with benchmark disabilities. Indian Oil seeks bright and talented Indian nationals for roles in Grade 1 and Grade 3. The open recruitment drive has 215 vacancies for junior operator positions and 31 positions under SRD for PWBD candidates, including junior attendant and junior business assistant roles. The online application process, last date for submission and document upload and payment of application fee is 23rd February 2025. Interested candidates can apply online by visiting www.iocl.com and navigating to Indian Oil for You, Indian Oil for Careers, Latest Job Openings and Job Openings and Recruitment for Non-Executive Personnel in Marketing Division 2025. Semiconductor Laboratory, SCL, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, Government of India, is seeking dedicated professionals for assistant administrative support staff positions on a regular basis. There are a total of 25 vacancies available across various categories with a pay scale of level 4 as per the 7 CPC. Reservations apply as per government norms, including provisions for persons with benchmark disabilities and ex-servicemen. Candidates can find detailed eligibility criteria, qualifications, and application guidelines on the official SCL website. You may go on to www.scl.gov.in/career. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, located in New Delhi, has released a deputation vacancy notice inviting applications for a wide range of posts including Joint Registrar, Deputy Registrar, Research Officers, Senior Research Assistants and more. The vacancies available at various pay scales ranging from Level 3 to Level 13. The NHRC offers an excellent opportunity for professionals in the public sector to contribute to the protection and promotion of human rights. Interested candidates can apply for multiple positions by submitting separate applications for each. The last date for receipt of applications is 60 days from the date of publication of the notice in Employment Newspaper. For detailed eligibility criteria, application forms and more, candidates are advised to visit NHRC website. Kindly go on to www.nhrc.nic.in. The Indian Institute of Management, IIM Jammu, invites applications for various non-faculty positions on regular or contract basis or deputation basis. Available roles include Project Engineer, cum Estate Officer, Systems Manager, Purchase Officer, Program Officer, International Relations Officer, Compliance Officer, Accounts and Audit, and Assistant Librarian, among others. Candidates can apply for these positions by 20th February 2025. Detailed qualifications and eligibility criteria are listed on the official IIM Jammu website. Kindly refer to http://www.iimj.ac.in. The National Crafts Museum and Hastakala Academy under the Ministry of Textiles invites applications for general central service posts. These include positions such as Library Information Assistant, Junior Accounts Officer, Program and Public Relations Officer, Exhibition Officer, Gallery Assistant, and Mud Plaster. All these roles available through deputation or absorption basis for a period of 3 years or until further orders. The last date for application submission is 60 days from the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Detailed eligibility, application formats, and more information can be found on the museum's website. Kindly go on to https://www.nationalcraftsmuseum.nic.in. Gokhale Institute of Politics and Economics, deemed to be University, Pune, invites applications for the post of a Vice Chancellor. The ideal candidate will possess proven leadership, administrative capabilities, and a strong background in economics research and training. The age of the candidate should not exceed 65 years as of the application deadline. The Vice Chancellor will be appointed in accordance with the UGC regulations with a salary as per the 7th Pay Commission. The position also includes residential accommodation. Applications should be sent to the registrar at gipe.ac.in by 28th February 2025. In-service candidates must apply through proper channel. For details, kindly visit www.gipe.ac.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsttalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.